This is Business Update from the BBC, the main headlines. The Greek Prime Minister insists a solution can be found to allow his country to stay in the Eurozone. Mozambique and Tanzania are named as the two worst areas for illegally poached elephant ivory. And the former president of Uganda hits back at criticism that he's responsible for the country's failures. I'm Katie Heil at the BBC's Business Unit in London. The Greek Prime Minister says he's working to guarantee a positive resolution to the country's debt crisis and prevent Greece leaving the Eurozone. Alex Tsipras said all those betting on terror scenarios would be proven wrong. He was speaking after talks in Luxembourg aimed at ending Greece's debt crisis broke up without agreement. Meanwhile, the European Central Bank is to discuss providing emergency loans to Greek banks, as Chris Morris reports.
Officials say the Governing Council of the European Central Bank is convening for the second time in 3 days. It will consider granting Greek banks further emergency liquidity assistance because so much money has been withdrawn from Greek bank accounts over the course of this week that the system needs more support. Greece's finance minister Yanis Varoufakis said fear-mongering had caused the rush of withdrawals and the imposition of capital controls would mark the failure of monetary union. But it would appear that things can't hold much longer. That's one of the reasons why an emergency summit of Eurozone leaders will be convened on Monday.
Researchers have discovered that most illegal poaching of elephants for their ivory can be traced back to just two areas of Africa, in Tanzania and Mozambique. Scientists found the hotspots by matching the DNA in seized ivory with the DNA in elephant dung. The conservation biologist who led the research, Samuel Vassar, said the study could help the authorities target poachers more effectively.
If you look at really where the large transnational organized crimes are operating, to find that they are located in really just two areas across the whole continent really creates a boom for law enforcement because it allows us to target those two areas and to stop the major part of the killing that is going on.
Uganda's former Prime Minister Amam Babaz has told the BBC why he wants to be the country's next president. That's despite his longtime ally, President Yoweri Museveni, being the incumbent. An election is due next year, and Mr. Mbabaz says he'll first seek the nomination of the National Resistance Movement, even though the current president seems in line to get the party's backing. He's been part of Ugandan politics for the last 30 years, so when asked if he could offer new ideas and fresh thinking, here's what he had to say.
What we are talking about is consolidating the gains, the achievements we have delivered in the country, as NRM, as a government, and looking at the challenges we have, the new challenges, for instance, transform the economy. NRM has done very well in rebuilding the economy of Uganda because the economy was in shambles. Now we have a manufacturing sector, we have done a bit of work on infrastructure, but we still have challenges of unemployment, we still have challenges of deep-seated corruption in government, we have challenges in incompetency in the performance of institutions.
Now quickly on the financial markets, August Brent crude is down $1.08, $63.18 a barrel.
This is the Business Update from the BBC World Service.
Now, there are plenty of ways you can donate to a good cause, but how about sleeping rough? It's what some of South Africa's top company bosses have just done. They spent a night on the streets of Sandton, Africa's richest square mile. Each participating company was required to raise and donate at least $8,000 and then spend a night out on the streets. So far, $2 million has been raised. The money will go to a local charity organisation. The CEO sleepout has been held in winter on purpose, so the executives are exposed to uncomfortable weather conditions. The BBC's Nomsa Maseko went along with them.
It's a freezing 3 degrees here in Johannesburg tonight. Chief executive officers of listed companies have gathered here in Sandton, the richest square mile in Africa. But they're not in their comfortable offices. More than 200 company executives abandoned their suits and ties in exchange for pajamas and soup. Even though it was only for 12 hours, they got to experience firsthand what it's like to be homeless and destitute. They slept here on the streets outside the Johannesburg Stock Exchange to raise money for a local charity organization, Boys and Girls Town, which looks after neglected, abused, and unsafe children. They told me why it was important for them to be involved in this.
My name is Maria Ramos, and I'm the Group Chief Executive of Barclays Africa. And this is about creating an awareness about the fact that we are incredibly privileged and we can make a difference as CEOs, as large corporates.
A lot of people are saying that, yes, they understand that there's a lot of money being donated, but at the same time they're saying it's a publicity stunt because you could have easily written a check and just handed it over.
You know, it's always easy to write checks, you know, for some of us who are privileged enough. I know for myself and for our organization, what we encourage our colleagues to do is to do more than just write a check. It's about getting involved. It's about becoming active in the communities that we work and live in. It's not about the publicity.
My name is Ben Magara. I'm the chief executive of Lonmin. I'm here tonight because this is a worthy cause to give to the less privileged. And it's my opportunity to give back tonight, but also an opportunity for me to experience the life I experienced when I was young and poor, and that I can remember and bring back and ground myself again about what it means to actually sleep sometimes in the cold like tonight. I really believe we ignore the less privileged at our peril. Because indeed one day they will resent all the activities and they will say, what economy without us? And it is our opportunity as those with jobs, with better opportunities, to actually give back and make sure together we can build this country.
Lee Loynes is the CEO of Girls and Boys Town. She told me how far the money that has been donated here will go.
We're very excited about the event, about the support from the private sector, the CEOs, corporates in South Africa, and I think it really shows the sort of commitment, and it's overwhelming. So money is going to be spent on the four pillars, basically, around nutrition, shelter, education, and creating opportunities for young people to succeed. So that means in families, in schools, in communities, and obviously directly on young people themselves.
They huddled around fires and sat on chairs made from cardboard boxes, which would later be converted into sleeping mats. The company executives were told to leave their credit cards at home because they would not be needing them tonight. They were only allowed one cup of soup. After all the speeches and networking, it was bedtime. Here they are preparing their cardboard boxes and sleeping bags. It's not quite what they used to, but they did it for charity.
Somebody's missing me a lullaby.
The BBC's Nomsa Maseko reporting there. Now some news from Malaysia. Malaysia says the Vietnamese authorities have captured a group of pirates who hijacked an oil tanker with 22 crew members on board. The hijackers were being pursued after fleeing the ship in one of its lifeboats. One sailor rescued from the tanker has been shot in the thigh. The others were unharmed. The vessel was seized off Singapore last week. It's the second ship hijacked in the past month in an area that's seen a rise in piracy. Now, just some more news from the financial markets. The London 100 Share Index is up 0.6% at 67.45. And the latest currency rates from Reuters, the euro is at $1.13 and the pound is at $1.58.5. Don't forget the 17:30 GMT edition of World Business Report is always available on our website. Plus, there's a downloadable MP3 file or podcast. Just type without any gaps, bbcworldservice.com/business.